Well, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio, 93.1 in your dial, Amory, Wisconsin. Or maybe you found us on the computer or on your phone. We don't care how you found us. We're just grateful that you did. My name is Mike Murtha, and our co-host tonight, as always, is Eddie Schmidt. We are entering our seventh year of doing this, Eddie. Hard to believe. We thank all the listeners who have supported us and encouraged us. And tonight, we have two guests with us. They are members from a group called Fill in the Blanks. Now, that would be a good name. We could maybe change our to like Ed and the Blanks. What do you think?
Mike and No, I don't think so.
Ain't gonna work. Yeah, we got Bill Leahy and Jerry Germain here with us. And Jerry's from the Somerset area, and Bill's from New Richmond. And they're going to share some songs and some backgrounds on themselves, and certainly some interesting stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too, and we hope we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's do it. Once again, I want to welcome everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're doing a live presentation of our show here. And we've got a couple great guests. You're in for a treat. But first, I want to say hello to Eddie. And we've been having some fun lately doing some music here.
Yeah, Eddie? It kept us pretty busy in October.
We took on something brand new. I was asked by somebody here a month or two ago about finding a polka band. And somebody gave them our name. We said, well, we've got some old-time in our background between me growing up with Swanee and his brother and your mom and dad. So we did a little show with Swanee and you and I, and used an electronic drummer. We were in Hudson at the Cambridge Senior Center, and then in Richmond at the ADRC Center. We've got one in Glenwood coming up, so kind of different. We'll be in church this Sunday doing our fall festival, and
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, making us try to remember those polkas and waltzes, and they wanted a schottische in Richmond too. So.
it was fun. Well, we've got a 90th birthday party coming up, a private party. You're all invited. Everybody, we'll give you maps. We'll show you. Bring nothing. Just show up, right? And we're going to say hello to our guests. We have Jerry Germain with us and Bill Leahy. Thank you guys for being here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was friends with, got to know Phil, through the ADRC, he was helping out delivering food and talking to his wife, Shelley. I met her first, and she said, I have a husband that has a basement full of band gear and equipment, and got acquainted with him with music. And unfortunately, Phil was under the weather tonight.
Yeah, he's not feeling so well, so I'm filling in for Phil.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Bill Leahy and Jerry Germain.
Yes, sir.
From the group called Fill in the Blanks. I love that name.
Yeah, how did that come about, Jerry?
I came up with it. We were tossing around so many that this one just made sense to me.
Okay.
Phil argued with it. He didn't want to do it because he didn't want his name in the forefront of the band. I says, well, don't think of it that way. I just think of it as a clever name. It's good marketing and everything, and that's how we settled on that. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, I've told some people out in Arizona, we winter out there the last couple, 3 years, but about the name of your band, and they're like, that is the coolest name for a band.
It gets written down wrong every once in a while, though. It's written down as Fill in the Blanks.
Or Fill in the Blanks, and if you Google it wrong, you get Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you get some other things. Yeah.
Well, you got lots of good music to share tonight, but I'm just going to ask you guys, maybe I'll start with you first, Jerry. What inspired you to play music, and when did you get started playing music?
This is going to sound funny, but I was in grade school. I was in Catholic grade school, and one of the nuns by the name of Sister Jennifer was offering guitar lessons, and then that's when my mom bought me a really cheap guitar, and I sat and learned probably three chords or something, and that just took off, and I fell in love with music from that point on.
Nice.
Maybe fifth grade, and I don't know, something like that. But.
Do you have some siblings that, that play music too, or parents?
No.
I got no.
This is odd. I have there's seven of us kids. I have six siblings, and you know, our family likes to get together and sing, but nobody's gone out and actually. I can't say I make a living out of doing it. Nobody really does. Really.
No.
But we get paid for what we do. But no, that's I'm pretty much
okay.
His solo deal.
His wife is really talented. She's she's a percussionist and dancer, choreographer.
Wow.
Sings along too.
She's a very good singer.
Got a got a daughter that's making a go of it.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, I was thinking siblings and above, but my daughter Cherise, she's got a phenomenal band in the in the Twin Cities with some really talented musicians.
Oh,
so,
cool.
By the name of JoJo Green, I'll give her a little plug. So, very good band.
Yeah. And Bill, how about you?
Oh man, music was in our house from the get-go. I'm youngest of six, and so my oldest brother used to bang on the piano and. And then he had a group that I forget what the name of them was, but four guys, and they sang a lot of four part harmony. He played the piano, a lot of like Jerry Lee Lewis influence and old boogie woogie things. And so I can remember as early as like third grade getting up in front of the class and singing "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home." And so then, I don't know, I just was always around. Everybody played something, played the piano or sang, and got to about sixth grade, and my mom said, "Well, you want to join the band?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd like to play the drums." So they got me a snare drum, and that was about as exciting as eating dry toast. So we just kind of, you know, this is what you have to do. And so then I switched over to the trumpet, and that was a little more exciting, especially for the neighbors too.
Oh sure.
And the dogs and so forth. So then a good fellow by the name of Rick Taylor that I met was another sixth grade kid, and he had a guitar, and same thing with Jerry. He said he taught me like three chords, and the first song I learned was "For Your Love." For Your Love, I'd give you everything. And think that's for sure. I played those same four chords till I had blisters on my fingers. So then my mom one day said, "Well, you got to choose. You can't do both, you know. We can't afford both. So we're either going to buy you the guitar or we're going to buy you the trumpet." So I picked the guitar and then took some lessons from a guy for about a year, and he taught me everything he said he knew. And then from there, I got involved in music in the school and got into musicals and forensics and one-act play and all kinds of stuff.
Sure. Well, we'll come back. So, I want to hear about some of your theater stuff. But let's do some music.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, you got an original tune, I think?
Well, we can do that, yeah. We and fill in the blanks, we got Tom Green on the drums, and he's just awesome. And Chris Hoppe is our sound man, and Phil Wallander lead guitar, and then... We tried to do some of our own stuff, you know, some original tunes. So we'll do this one called "Decade Blur" that I actually wrote in Canada when I was camping with a buddy of mine, and we were bemoaning the fact that we were turning 40. That was a long time ago. And he said, "Yeah, it's kind of a decade blur, isn't it?" And I said, "You know, that'd be a really good blues song." So I started writing stuff down right about that moment, and came up with that.
Oh,
so
good.
Well, I'll do "Decade Blur." That'd be great. Sure. So this is it. 2, 3, 4. New crop of color springs up in your hair. More lines of wisdom all over your face. Some say it's graceful. I say that's just talk. Most every morning now you find it hard to walk, 'cause it's a decade blur, a four-time decade blur. 'Cause it's a decade blur, a full-fledged decade blur. Just think about the moment, make it through the day, another 20 years. Have less to say. Just think about the moment. Slow time down if you can.
decade blur, a four-time decade blur. Cause it's a decade blur, a full-fledged decade blur.
Take it, Eddie.
About the moment, slow time down if you can. You pick some speedy moves ahead, it's all part of the plan. Cause it's a decade blur, a four-time decade blur. Cause it's a decade blur.
Oh, that's Bill Leahy.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks.
That sounded really good, Jerry.
Jermaine? I like the pedal steel on that. That's really cool.
Good stuff.
Very cool.
Yes, that sounded good, Eddie. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're having some fun with some guys that we, Jerry, I've kind of known you from a distance for a long time.
Yes, sir. And, long time.
And Bill, I guess I've seen you perform a little bit.
Oh, been around, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of different things.
So we're going to get to know you, not from a distance, right here. Right. So we appreciate you coming up so much, and we wish that Phil could be here as well. But we're going to get him next time.
I think he had stage fright. I think that's
what's going on. He'll be listening, so we'll have to be careful what we say. But, I appreciate you guys being here. But anyhow, Bill, you were talking earlier about some of your roots. You ended up, you were the choir director for middle school?
Yeah, middle school choir director in New Richmond for a long time, over 30 years, 32, 33. So lots of students, lots of events, lots of activities.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was a good job and exciting. Every day was exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Middle schoolers, how could you not be excited, you know, because they were.
Automatically. Yes. Our son is a principal, second year principal in Wabasha, Minnesota. So he's learning. Learning how to get through all that.
Yeah, that's a challenge, no doubt.
Yes, and you did some things at the Phipps Center in Hudson.
Yeah, I've done lots of different community theater things in New Richmond in the '90s and early 2000s. The local theater downtown called Stage Door Center.
Sure.
We did a lot of community theater things. In fact, Jerry and I were in some plays together, and I was music director and had a part in the plays. And we did Oklahoma and Music Man and. Oh, my gosh. Annie and...
Forever Plaid.
Forever Plaid. Yeah, that was one of the Jerry and I were in with that one. And
Plaid Tidings.
Plaid Tidings, that's right.
Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Yeah, Pump Boys and Dinettes. So that was over at the Phipps. And so I did a few things over there, too, and directed and performed in them. And,
cool.
And then I still sing in their festival chorus that does... festival chorus. It's a Christmas concert. In December, so...
Great.
Still sing there and my partner Janet Kay, and she and I do duets together, kind of acoustic duets, and then she also sings in the chorus too. So
nice,
you know. You see a lot of old folks that are still singing, so I'm hoping that I'll just be one of those. So
one of our guests from Eau Claire, I think it was John Lynch, he said, you know, there's these young guys, there's no bands coming up because there's no gigs because their dads have got all their gigs.
that's right.
But why don't you do another song?
Okay, Jerry, what would you like to do?
As long as I have my bass on, why don't we do Sweet Train?
Okay, that sounds good. So we're doing
an F. Remember the words.
F sharp minor.
Yeah. No. Have you ever heard of this song?
Yeah. I don't believe I have.
I don't think I have either. But I know it's a good one.
Why don't you tell them how the song came about, Jerry?
Well, I wanted to write a song with some local landmarks in mind, and you know, people incorporate certain things in songs. And we were in the band called 10 Mile Creek. Hmm. Well, where did 10 Mile Creek come from? 10 Mile Creek was a mile marker on the railroad that was 10 miles from the depot, which put you in Boardman. So you ever see 10 Mile Creek in Boardman?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where that came from.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I make another reference to the bridge built by my granddad. And my granddad worked on the railroad bridge over the St. Croix River, that high bridge there.
Okay. Oh.
So that's that other reference.
And yeah, it's got a nice local flavor to
yes,
it.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So.
Sweet train, don't leave me standing out there in the cold. Sweet train, don't leave me crying. Oh, won't you take me home? 10 mile marker on the railroad tells me I'll be home soon. If I get off that train in my town, you're gonna take me for a fool. Sweet train, don't leave me standing out there in the cold. Sweet train, don't leave me crying. Oh, won't you take me home? You'll take me westbound across that river crawl, right over the bridge built by my granddad. I haven't seen you since I was a boy. If I get off that train in my town, nothing will ever be the same. If I'm not home before you hear the rooster crowing, don't put that on your heart, I'm the one to blame. Sweet train, don't leave me standing out there in the cold. Sweet train, don't leave me crying. Oh, won't you take me home? I know you take me westbound across that river crawl, right over the bridge built by my granddad. I haven't seen you since I was a boy. If I get off that train in my town, nothing will ever be the same. If I'm not home before you hear the rooster crowing, don't put that on your heart, I'm the one to blame. Sweet train, don't leave me standing out there in the cold. Sweet train, don't leave me crying. Oh, won't you take me home? Won't you take me home? Oh, won't you take me, sweet train?
Oh, very nice. said, is Jerry Germain singing lead on that. Bill Leahy doing some nice harmony and
great playing down there too, Eddie. Jumping right in there. That was awesome.
Yes, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and we are into our seventh year of this, Eddie.
7 years you talked me into doing this.
Yes.
Oh, let's just go and try it for a little while and see how it goes.
Yes. I come up with this idea, and I approached Eddie. He says, well, let's try it. And he says, what have you talked me into now? But 7 years later, we've had a lot of fun with this.
Well, you know, when I joined Fill in the Blanks, Jerry just said, want to come out and jam with us? We just play on Thursday nights, you know. Just come out and play for an hour. So it was 3 hours later, and then... Yeah. Well, you want to come next Thursday? Well, yeah, that'd be good. It was 3 hours more, and pretty soon it was like, hey, you want to be in the band?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fun.
That's the way it works.
Yeah,
this little different thing we did the last couple of weeks with old-time music, talking about, we were videotaping this thing. Do I dare tell that story? Anyhow, and I said, we got these people videotaping us, so make sure you're in your best behavior. We don't want any fights, you know, in the room, or because we're taping this for
Molly B.
Yeah, Molly B. Polka Show.
Okay.
And I said, I'm just kidding. I wish we were. Well, people didn't hear that, so they walk up to us and, when's this thing gonna air?
When's it gonna be out with Molly B?
And I said, no, I was just kidding. Then the director from the senior center had texted me and said, some of our guests are wondering when this is going to air. And my wife, she says, that's what you get yourself into when you and your big mouth. So I had to apologize. I was kidding, whatever, but that was fun. But Jerry, you mentioned that, and I didn't know this, that you had filled in for me at our church a couple times.
I have.
Yes, I honestly didn't know that. You're friends with Maureen.
Yeah,
Bruner,
the Mitchell family.
The Mitchell family,
Playing music with her for many, many years.
Sure.
And, through church, pretty much, and
senior
citizen centers and the like. So.
Sure.
Yeah, and usually I'll play guitar there. And
okay.
It's been fun.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing that.
Not a problem.
Oh, yeah. I might try a song here, if that's all right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You guys can help me out here with this thing. It's a... It's an old Dave Clark Five song.
Dave Clark Five.
Yeah, it's called Because. Nice. This is not just because. That's a polka. Right? This is because, not just because. So, okay. You going to find that high harmony, Jerry?
Yes.
We'll figure out something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's right if I should care about you. Try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do. Because I love you. It's wrong to say I don't think of you. And when you say these things, you know, makes me blue.
Give me
chance to be near you. Because I love you. Because I love you.
One more.
Because I love you.
There, we made her through it.
Nice. It's a great song.
Yeah, thank you. We learned that from Dan Wall, a good friend of mine. We'd go out and do it, and they'd say, "That's a great Beatles song."
Doesn't it? Well, it's the chord progressions. Yeah, going from that C major to C minor. That's a common, but
It sounds. It has that
flavor. People hear it all the time.
When you guys were doing 10 Mile Creek, and I think this Paul Hendricks would come out and see you guys a lot. You must know Paul, don't you? He was a. I think he comes to see Fill in the Blanks when he can too. But.
Yeah, I don't know Paul Hendricks well, but yeah.
You probably know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make sure he tunes in on this thing here, too. But
Please do.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier about Tom Green is your drummer, and Tom has got quite a history.
Oh, my. No doubt.
Yeah. Phil said we could have a two-hour show with him. Just
a lot of stories in the basement that cannot be aired.
Yeah. Well, he was the drummer for the Kingston Trio.
Right.
Yes, for 20 plus years, 25, I believe.
25, 26 years, yeah. International travel, you know, and the stories he tells about the, you know, he names some drummer and he knows him and has met him and hung out with him. And it's really interesting to work with him.
Did you know him, Tom?
Well, both you and I play with him that one time at the New Richmond Catholic Church?
I think we did. That's right. Yes, yeah. And he played at our church in Erin a couple times. And him and I were asked to be judges for a 4-H talent competition.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was fun to hang out with Tom. Back when we had our cabin up in Lake Magner, one of our neighbors years ago. This is 30 some years ago. Rich Hansen. He was telling me about this young guy that was playing drums out in his front yard practicing. His name was Tom Green.
How about that?
And he says, and later it really paid off because later he started playing with the Kingston Trio. So I heard these stories long before I ever met Tom. So
Tom makes the percussion sound like a symphony.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's not supposed to be a melodic instrument, but or maybe it is. But anyway, there's times I'm at the front of the band and he's right behind me and he'll throw something in and I'll turn around and he'll have this grin on his face, sort of like, "Ha ha, gotcha."
Yeah.
It's very nice.
But it's very melodic. You know, he's just amazing, amazing player.
Yeah.
Have these guys sing another song.
Yeah, you guys are you up for another tune there?
Absolutely. What you doing there, Jerry? You're tuning up, so.
Well, we tune because we care.
Yeah.
We've had guys say, "Well, that's close enough for country."
You want to go back to your bass and we'll do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
It only takes you a second to change that out. Sure. You know.
So. You guys are professional talkers, so you can keep it going.
Yeah.
It's not that often we have a real bass guitar in here. Most of the time it's just acoustics and whatever.
And I play bass mostly, but I just bring the acoustic and whatever. So
so you're left-handed. Did you learn with the strings flipped over?
This is going to be six stories.
Originally I did learn this upside down.
Yeah.
But it was just so crazy to try to form the chord, so I restrung it correctly for a left-hander.
Okay.
But
on
I play
sixth
bass
string.
Completely.
Sixth string. But your bass you have
is upside down.
It's upside down.
Yeah. So I could play Jerry's. It'd be easier
flip
for me.
Flip it over.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
But I play fiddle right-handed.
Huh. How about golf? What do you do
I
there?
Play left-handed golf.
Now how about fish? When you go fishing,
left-handed.
I am
so left-handed. When I was a kid in school, the teacher said I wanted to read from the.
You wanted to go the opposite
direction. Yeah, so reading. It took me a while to figure out reading,
goodness.
But I was just. I kick a ball left-footed. Somehow when I got to playing fiddle, I thought I'm not going to restring this thing and try to relearn.
Oh no, kidding!
And try to and you go to buy a left-handed guitar. Your selection is...
Yeah, it's a pretty slow selection. Yeah, there's no low selection there, huh?
Yeah.
To make a long story short, you're weird.
I know.
In a good way.
The best one still is when we played in New Richmond. I think we got rained out at the Heritage Square, and we were inside the building, and he plays fiddle right-handed.
Right, yeah.
And so I grabbed his bass and was playing bass, and a couple of gals walk up to me, "Oh, you think you're pretty smart stuff playing that bass upside down?" I go, "I'm not playing it upside down. He's playing it upside down."
Well, then my cousin Jimmy Murtha, you might know Jimmy from New Richmond.
Sure, sure.
Somebody questioned him about that. Why are they doing that? He says, "They're too cheap to buy another guitar. Just flip it over. I'll save some money here."
Oh, that's good. Well, Jerry's got his bass going there.
Okay.
We'll do a Allman Brothers tune for you. Sweet Melissa.
Okay. Yeah,
2, 3, 4. Crossroads seem to come and go. Yeah, yeah. The gypsy flies from coast to coast. Knowing many, loving none. There in sorrow, having fun. But back home you'll always run to sweet Melissa. Freight train, each sound looks the same, all the same. No one knows a gypsy's name. No one hears his lonesome cry. There are no shadows where he lies. But back home he always flies to sweet Melissa. Again the morning's come, again he's on the run. Sunbeams shining through his hair, appearing not to have a care. Well, pack up your gear and gypsy, roll on. Crossroads, will you ever let him go? Lord, Lord, will you hide the dead man's ghost? Will he lie beneath the clay? Will his spirit float away? But back home he'll always stay with sweet Melissa. Yes, I know he'll always stay with sweet Melissa.
Singing lead on that, and Jerry Germain playing bass. Eddie found some nice steel parts in there.
Awesome. Just
wow.
Awesome.
This is beyond three chord country stuff, isn't it?
Gotta have your thinking shoes on tonight.
Yeah, so you guys get some nice stuff there. Yeah. I heard you guys, I think I missed you this year, but last year at the Heritage Center, we do that every year too, and it's a fun gig, isn't it?
It is. It is.
We've had some nice crowds. I think we've been there, though. I think it's whatever they've been doing it for. What they figured out, 16 or 17 years.
Yeah,
it's been that long.
Yeah, we've been at. Yeah, we were one of the first groups there. And
wow.
But it was fun to hear you guys, and That's a
We're our third year as Fill in the Blanks, and I think we did one or two years as 10 Mile Creek too.
Okay,
so, yeah. Janet and I do it as a duet. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. And
really nice. They offer that. You know,
yeah, it is.
Bring that music into town.
You know, a lot of the communities are doing that. Matter of fact, Eddie did one last night, didn't you, Eddie? And it was a little chilly out there.
Yeah, it was a little cold at Mabry this month. So
wow,
he played with Rex Cactus, helping those guys out in Amory here last night, and wow. It was a chilly night. Yeah.
You also have a really nice Friday night monthly music thing. What is that called in Amory?
Music on the River, is
music
it, Bob?
On the River.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool, too. I've been there a couple times.
Big thing once a month, June, mm-hmm. July, and August.
Food vendors, car show, and everything.
Yeah.
Had a good time there.
Yes. Jerry, you started telling me a story earlier. Do you remember what you're going to save it for the
I was going to say, you know, I was in all these bands, and you and I ran the same circles but never really knew each other.
Yeah.
And when I started having kids, you know, I started bowing out of the bar scene, and I got my musical fix doing choral music. And oddly enough, it was barbershop music.
Oh, really?
And I belong to a barbershop chorus in Minneapolis called the Great Northern Union, and it brought me all over the country. I mean, we sang from one end of the country to the other, and even in Canada too. And
wow!
I was in England once, and I went to a rehearsal of an English chorus over there too. So that kind of brought me out there. That was a fun 18 years, I think, I did it.
Wow, that's cool.
So that kind of, and then I got back into the band thing.
Sure.
When my daughter was old enough, and I thought, let's get her interested in these things, and it was, I realized I'd almost forgotten how to play bass.
And the barbershop was based out of the Twin Cities, you said?
Yeah, yes, it was.
In fact, when we did The Music Man at the local theater that I was directing, and there's a barbershop quartet in there. Mm. So I went to Jerry and I said, hey, you got some guys that can sing this barbershop quartet and act? And by golly, he did.
He did.
Yeah, they were awesome. They were just great. So
that was a fun play.
Yeah,
it really was.
And you sang tenor?
Well, T1 and T2 is the T1 is... Tenor one is called lead in barbershop, and then T2 is tenor, baritone and bass. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had guys ask us, can you guys sing tenor? Tenor 15 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You got a million of them, right?
Right. Be here all week.
Yeah. Jerry, did you ever hook up with the Indian Head Chorus? And they have a bunch of quartets that sing out of that...
Yeah, I don't think we've ever collaborated in anything, but I know some of their members and everything.
Okay.
And we've all, like I said, ran the same circles and ended up at the same contests together. And so it was fun.
Yeah. Years ago, I used to do some polka masses with, there was an older gentleman, I think he was one of the leaders from Indian Head, Lauren Nelson. He's passed away now, but churches and the gal that was the piano player at our church and knew Lauren and...
So we did it one up in Cushing with him, and one at your church too, wasn't it? I think
But he was a barbershop guy. So
it's just a fun little hobby, I guess you'd call it. So
well, it doesn't hurt to learn different types of.
It made me well rounded, I guess. You know.
Sure.
So
nice. Yes.
Well, we're covering a lot of genre here. But
yes, we are. But
I've never played a polka in my life.
You haven't?
No, well, not one.
I had the tuba out in the car.
Good.
I can go get it.
I'm not going to ask you which hand you use on that.
I do. That's right-handed for tuba, yes.
I played in a variety band that played polkas.
You did?
You know, for wedding dances and things like that. So
yes.
It was fun.
And once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio. We have Bill Leahy and Jerry Germain with us. We are honored you guys took the trip up here, and Phil was supposed to be here too, but Phil Willander, we'll catch him down the road, I hope so. But I think we're going to say hello to a few folks, and we'll get back to some music. And you guys, we're fortunate with the internet. We have listeners that catch us out in Montana, and we've got some listeners in Houston, Texas, and out in Arizona, the Twin Cities. So you don't have to just get it on the radio. it's a new world.
Cool.
So anyhow, I'm going to first say hello to Phil. You know, I hope he's going to tune us in. Putz, my buddy, Dan and Beth Wald, Gary McIntyre, Rod Sather, Jim Bjorkman, Gary Lubick, Renee Butler, Tom Klinger with a 62 Stratocaster, Judith Hansen Jorgensen, Shirley Halliburton, Nick and Diane out in Arizona, Tom and Connie and Cousin Dewey out in Arizona, Uncle Bob and my wife Debbie, Dave Feierheisen. I'm going to turn it over to Eddie here, and then you can get some you want
to. Yep, just say hi to my wife Joanne and Char in the truck, and Alan and our neighbors, Tad Layton and his wife down south, Brian Jevning from where my previous work is always usually listening, and Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Tom Kramer checks in, and the Seawell family. So you guys, I'm sure you got people you'd like to say hi to.
Well, definitely. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife Betsy, my three children, Billy Joe, Heidi, and Charisse, and all their significant others, and Betsy's children, Elise, Joey, and Liz, and all my little grandkids. I got six of those things running around.
Awesome. Great.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll say hi to the guys in the band, Phil and Chris, our sound guy, and Tom on the drums, and to my partner, Janet Kay, and I have three grown daughters, Erica, Sarah, and Jenna. I'll say hi to them, and three little granddaughters, too. A lot of girls in the family.
Nice.
So say hi to all those folks.
Yes. What's nice about this, too, is you can go onto the website for WPCA, and there's an archive of all of our shows. And this one will certainly, it'll be in there as well once it gets loaded in there. But
It'll be on the archives the day after the last Thursday of this month.
Yeah,
so.
Awesome. You can go back. So, and you can go back, and we did, like Mike Blue was with us at one time in different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's WPCARadio.org. Just go to there and.
Yeah, Colleen Reid, you know her at all?
Yeah.
She was here with us. She was a lot of.
Oh yeah, lot excellent.
Of fun. Yeah, yep. So, why don't you guys do another song? Or you want to do one?
Let these guys. They got so much great stuff.
Got one there, Jerry?
Well, I think let's do that Michael Martin Murphy one.
Yeah,
that's great. This is by request. I requested it.
I almost turned up my guitar, but I don't have to.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire with a whirlwind by her side. On a cold Nebraska night. Oh, they say he died one winter when there came an early frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down his stone. In a blizzard he was lost. She ran calling the moon I planted, but
but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl hunting by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming through me, I know. Hello, wildfire, we're both gonna go. We'll be riding wildfire. We'll be riding wildfire. We'll be riding wildfire. On a wildfire, oh, we're gonna ride. We're gonna be free. Ride on another of our life. Riding
nice. That's Jerry Germain singing that. Very nice, Jerry. Wow.
Thank you.
I was telling you, I heard you and Phil doing that little banquet thing we were at Ready Randy's, and everyone's listening. You guys were nice blend. And then this song came on. I thought, oh, that they must just put on their background music. And I said to my wife, no, that's Jerry singing that. I honestly thought it was Michael Martin Murphy. It's that good. Did you ever, David Letterman, that was one of his favorite songs.
Oh, was
it? Hear that? He eventually got Michael Martin Murphy to come on and perform.
No kidding.
David Letterman was just you know, way over the top with that. But, yeah.
That's always kind of a neat compliment when somebody walks up to you, playing with some guys up north, and we were singing harmony, and some other musician comes in and he goes, well, you guys got a harmonizer box, don't you? And no, we don't have a harmonizer box.
I've been accused of that before, too.
Yeah. Well, one time Eddie and I went and saw this guy playing, and he took a break, and he forgot to turn off the drum machine, and three couples were still dancing. So we won't say who that was. But, we have a connection with Kurt's guitar going way back.
Yeah, we all do.
The little studio that he had upstairs, did you ever record up there?
I did. I recorded a couple of songs up there. Yeah. He had an old piano up there that was never quite in tune, but, you know.
That adds character.
It added character to it, sure. Yeah, I did a couple of songs up there for some friends that were, I forget what the occasion was, but I've written some tunes and stuff. So.
I just sat in on some vocal stuff up there before.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, and I did a little bit of bass for some, I think Rita Lee had us do. You did quite a bit of recording up there.
Steel and Rita,
And I did
some stuff with Doug Effords there, and then we went in there with Stony Ridge and did 11 tunes one night.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And but that's back when we were playing 50 weekends a year, four nights a week minimum, so you kind of knew this stuff.
You were tight.
Was Kurt's brother is the mayor in town, isn't he?
Yep, he was in this week announcing about the music. And
sure.
So, yeah, Paul.
Nice. Paul, yep.
Is Kurt still around?
He's a band director.
I think he retired now,
Did he?
My goodness.
But
yeah, he went back to school after he sold a store, and he was living his dream. He wanted to be a band director.
I'll be darned.
Wow. Yeah.
I think he still plays with a band. I see pictures on Facebook where he's still out playing. And
sure.
So. Well, I'm still playing the guitar I bought there from him in 1980.
Yeah. Same here.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the bass I still play, that came from Kurt, too. Yeah. So
it's neat to have that connection.
Yeah.
So. Awesome.
You got a quick one you guys want to do?
Yeah. Let's do, you know, all year long we've been doing tributes to artists that we lost in the last year or so. And so the band does a John Prine tune.
Oh,
you know, great storyteller, singer, songwriter. So
we don't have a lot of time left, so
let's just do a couple verses.
Yeah, sounds good.
That song. Jerry's going to switch over to his bass.
Sure. But,
you know, we lost him and Nancy Griffith, who was a great songwriter that passed, and and Judd, and oh man, it was it's unbelievable. So yeah, we try to do some of that as as a band and as a duet too. So this is Angel from Montgomery. 2, 3, 4. I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another. Child is grown old. If dreams are thunder and lightning was desire, so a house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. I had at me a cowboy, weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. Now, no matter how I try, the years just to flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
That's Bill Leahy and Jerry Germain from the Fill in the Blanks. We're so glad you guys made it up here. We appreciate it so much that you're here.
Appreciate you having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, and talking about, we just lost one of our good friends, Kenny Nelson, who was, you must have heard from Kenny's keyboard.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
played there many times, too.
Yeah, we did a few gigs there, too. He was a great guy. He was a guest here with us. He brought in his accordion. And, of course, his new accordion had all the special, you know, electronics made it easier. He brought in a real accordion and played it really well.
Huh. Yeah, he was a phenomenal musician.
Yeah, good voice. But
We're
going to have to say goodnight, and we want to thank you guys again. Eddie, thank you for being here as well.
You
bet. Bob Zonk, thanks for engineering, and Lou Ann for all the things she does for the radio station. And I hope we can get you guys to come back. And,
great fun. Thanks.
Thank you very much. You bet.